Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Aleph. We are up to Sif Mem Ches, the last line on page Pei Hei. We're about to turn on to page 170. The Mechaber says in Sif Mem Ches, Mistapig Odom Baluntis, a person can dry himself with a towel. Perish, Beged Shem Mistapkim Bo La'acha Sharuchatzim. An Aluntis is a towel, something that we dry ourselves with after we wash. So not only can one dry himself with a towel on Shabbos, also umeviya biyado, he can carry it in his hand. Velo chayshinan shema yavo lischot, and we're not worried that he might come to squeeze it out and do schita. But velo yimser lebalonim, but he can't give it to a bath attendant. Shehem chashudin ala schita, because we suspect that they are going to do schita. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan kuf ayin gimel mistapig adam. Mashma mimogen Avram de bizman hazeh tov lehistabik bedover she'ein makbir al mimov. The mashmos of the Mogen Avram is that nowadays it is good to dry oneself with something that is not makbir to have water in it, then we're not concerned he's going to come to squeeze it out. According to the Gra, it is mashma that a stam towel nowadays is considered something that would not makbid on the water, and therefore a person won't come to squeeze it out, and therefore it's mutter to dry oneself with a towel on Shabbos. Siv koton kuf ayindal baluntis, afilu kol gufo la'achar sherochas es atzmo b'mayim tzonanim. Even if one is drying his whole body after he washed himself with cold water, ukid lakamon b'simen shin chavav, as we'll say later, and Simon Shin Chavav. So even if one is wet over his whole body, he can dry himself with a towel. Siv Katan Kuf Ayin Heu Meviya Biyadu, and he can bring it in his hand. Latov Beso B'Makom Sheish Eruv. He can carry it around in his house in a place where there is an Eruv. The Aftam of Ur La'el Bahagod Da'osu La'taltel Dover Hashari B'mayim. Even though we learned yesterday the person is not allowed to carry something that is soaked with water. Shani Hocha Kevan De'etiru Hasipug. Here it's different, because since they were matir the drying, v'lo choshashu l'schita, and they were not concerned about schita, mishum di'ef shar b'li sipug, because it's impossible to go without drying, l'kach hitiru gam lohavi l'beso. Therefore they matir not only the drying, but also the bringing it to the house, kain kosav ha-magen Avram. We're going to look at note number 128 to get a little clarity in what this Magen Avram is referring to. Kavanoso l'mash shemuva b'magen Avram m'vur b'matzaz ha-shekel. This is referring to that which is said by the Magen Avram and is brought down in the Matzaz ha-shekel. Shetam hadover shetiru lahavi es haluntis mibeis hamerchatz. The reason why they allowed you to bring back the towel from the bathhouse, v'lo choshashu shema yavo v'solta, and they weren't worried that you might come to squeeze it out, hu she'im nesor es havos haluntis, that's because if they would aser the bringing of the towel, memeilo yimnu'u gam mehasipug, so then people would hold back from drying themselves. Kilo yirtzu lehashir es haluntis v'beis hamirchatz mi'chshash k'neva, because they're not going to want to dry themselves and then leave the towel in the beis hamirchatz, so they're not going to dry themselves. V'kevan she'yevshel l'rechitza v'lo sipug, and now working backwards, since they can't dry, they're not going to want to bathe either, so memeila yimnu gam neharechitza. So by not allowing them to carry the towel back, because it's wet, is basically telling them they can't dry themselves, which is basically telling them they can't bathe. V'nimsa shehagzeira al havos haluntis tigrom l'minias harachitza. So what comes out is making a gzeira that you can't carry the towel when it's wet is basically making a gzeira that you can't bathe, you can't wash. V'kevan shebizmanom hoyu regilim lirchos harbe, since in the olden days they would wash often. So nelshav hadover kegzeira she'en atzibur yochol amur bo. So that's considered a gzeira that tzibur can't stand by. So now that we understand what's going on over here, we can go back to the Mishnah Berurah and explain. He said in Kuf Ayin Hey, you could bring the towel with your hand, even though we learned in the Ramah earlier, even though we said you can't carry something that is soaked with water, Shani Hocha, here is different. Kevan dehitiru hasibug, since they allowed you to do the sipug, the drying, v'lo choshashu l'schita, and they were not worried about the schita, mishum di'ev shor v'lo sipug, like we saw, because it's not possible for one to wash without sipug, l'kach etiru gam lohavi l'beso, therefore they allowed you to carry the towel home as well, kein kosav ha-magen Avram. That is reason number one, why the gzeira of carrying wet garments does not apply to towels, because they weren't able to make a gzeira that you can't wash yourself, because they wash often. And if you can't make a gzeira you can't wash yourself, you can't make a gzeira that you can't dry yourself, and therefore you also can't make a gzeira that you can't bring the towel home, because if you can't bring it home, they won't dry, and if they don't dry, they won't wash. Hulafiza, according to this reasoning of the Magen Avraham, says the Mishabura, so achar sheheviu lebeisa, once you brought the towel home, v'inicha al makomo, and you put it in its place, shuv asr l'taltalo, then in fact it would be asr to move the towel. So it's only a heter for you to bring it home, so that you would go wash in the first place, but once you brought it home, then it would be asr to move. Havabal yirabah hevi b'shem sefer atshumah, al yirabah brings a different reason why you are allowed to move a towel on Shabbos b'shem the sefer atshumah, the sipug ba'aluntis lo michshav elo kemayim u'atim. He says that drying with a towel is only considered a small amount of water, v'logazru al tiltulo mishum shem yischot. Since it's only a small amount of water, they never made a gzeira on a towel that you might come to squeeze it out, and therefore you are allowed to move a towel around. Of course, according to this reason, even once you brought it home, you would be allowed to carry it around the house. V'chein mashma bebir hagra demutil otaltalo, that's also the mashmos of the gra, that you can move a towel. Now if you look in Reish Yodalid, in the Shayatzion, he says, but the Gra has a different reason, like we saw earlier. Mishum distamahu dover she'in makbid al meimav. The Gra says a stam towel is something that you're not makbid on the water, and therefore, as we know, something that you're not makbid on having water in it, we're not worried you're going to come to squeeze it out. So here we have three different reasons about why one is allowed to carry around a wet towel, even though he's not allowed to carry around wet garments. Number one, it's a small amount of water. Number two, we have the Gra, that it's something that you're not makbid on having water in. Number three, the Magen Avraham that we discussed at length earlier. Continues the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Memtes. Mutter lirchotz yada banar b'Shabbos. One is allowed to wash his hands in the river on Shabbos. Ubilvad shelo yotziem im hamayim shaleim chutz lanar arba amos. As long as you don't walk away with the water on your hands away from the river 4 amos. That would be carrying 4 amos. So says the Mishabur in Sif Kodon Kuf Ayin Vav chutz lanar arba amos. Nokar arba amos mishum distam mokom hayabosho shalsas hayamim unaharos ukarmelus. The reason why the Mechaber mentioned that you can't walk 4 amos with your hands with water on them is because the stam dry land on the edge of the bodies of water is considered a karmelus, like the body of water, and therefore you can't carry 4 amos in a karmelus, but less than 4 amos would be okay. Aval im svaso hayarosh sarabim, but if the dry land next to the body of water would be a Rashus HaRabim, then it would be Asr Lahotzi Yodah Min HaNar V'Lachutz. Then, from the Nahar, which is a Karmelus, because a body of water is a Karmelus, it would be Asr to take your hands just outside the body of water, because that would be carrying the water on your hands from the Karmelus to the Rashus HaRabim. Elo Yinagvei Mitchila Heitev Zobazo. Rather, you should dry them together well, one against the other, Achi Asiru Hamayim, until the water is removed. Ki HaNar Hu Karmelus, because again, the river is a Karmelus, V'Asr Lahotzi Mi Karmelus. You can't carry from a karmelus to a Rishus HaRabim. To summarize Mem Tes, the Mechaber said that if your hands are wet from drying them, from washing them off in the river, you can't take them out of the river and walk 4 amos. The Mishabur just points out that is if the riverbanks over there has a din of a karmelus, so that's when the problem is only 4 amos, because it's all one big karmelus. But if it would be a Rishus HaRabim on the riverbanks, it would be usur even just to carry your hands with the water out from the river onto the banks. That would be carrying from a karmelus to a Rishus HaRabim. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Nun, Yotzin bepishtin saruk v'tzemer menupotz sheberoshe bali chatotin. You're allowed to go out with the flax that is combed and the wool that is beaten and combed, sheberoshe bali chatotin, that people that had scabs on their head would wear, it was some kind of wig that they would wear over their scabs, pirish bali negoim, these are people that had negoim, so they would wear pishtan saruk and semer menupots as some sort of panachris, as some kind of wig, and that is allowed to be worn outside. But emasai, when is that true? Bizman shetzvon ukrochon. That is when they were dyed and they were wrapped. O sheyotza behem sha'achas mibod yom, or you went out with them already a little bit of time before Shabbos started. Those things are a sign that it's not carrying, that's part of your levush, and then it's going to be mutter. Says the Mishabruus of Katan Kuf Ayin Zayin, Bali Chatotin, Ve'osin zeh kedei she'nirek hiseir al roshan. Again, the reason why they're doing it, they're putting these things on their head, is so it should look like they have hair on their head, so you shouldn't recognize that they have these negoim. Sivkotan kuf ayin chesh etzvan ukrochan. We said in the Mechaber, it's only mutter once you dye them and wrap them, hainu shetzvan lunoi. that you dye them the proper color for beauty, ukrochem b'meshicha, and you wrap them with a band, da'oz nechshav kemalbush, those things prepare it to be considered a malbush that you can wear it outside. Or we said the other eitz is, if that you wore it outside before Shabbos, a little bit of time, that already gives it a shem malbush. Says the Mishaburus, if katna kufayin tes, digali daite de lo malbush kaimi, once you wore it outside one time before Shabbos, you have your real revealed your thoughts that it is omed for being a malbush. But if you didn't dye them and you didn't go out with them, then even to move these things around would be forbidden because they're considered muktzah. But if you thought during the day from before Shabbos that you're going to go out with them on Shabbos, the muktzah betiltel, that would take away the status of muktzah and it would be allowed to be moved. Says the Mechaber Vayta Sifnun Aleph. Mutter lotzeis b'mitznefes shatolin b'tzavar. One is allowed to go with a sling that is hanging around one's neck. L'mish yesh l'maka b'yado o b'zro'o. For a person who has a wound on his hand or on his arm. So you're allowed to wear a sling out on Shabbos. V'chein b'smartutin. Pirish, chatichos beged balui. These are pieces of worn-out garments like rags. You can also go out with smartutin, regs, hakruchen al hayod, o al etzba, sheesh bamako, around the hand, around the finger, that has a wound. Says the Mishaburus, if katan kufpe mutter lotzeis, shakol elu enum nechshavim lehamasui. All these things, the sling, the smartut, that is not considered a load, elohim ketachshed lehem, rather it's considered an adornment for them. Sifkaton kufpe aleph biyado. We said you're allowed to go out with a sling that you're hanging around your neck for someone who has a wound on his hand. Kain sarach lomer, that's the proper girsa. V'chein nitpas ba'olo Shabbos, with Tosef Shabbos, and that's the correct girsa brought down by the Olo Shabbos and Tosef Shabbos as well. U'mashe nimtza be'ezet fus b'rosho, that which there is a printing that has it written that you can wear the sling for a makkah that you have on your head, to sofer hu, that is a mistake. We're talking about a sling that you're wearing around your neck to help your arm or your hand. Sivkoton kuf pei beis akruchem al hayad, the mechaber ended off and said also, if you have a smartutin, which are rags that are wrapped around your hand or around your finger, where you have a wound, that is also mutter to go out with it. Says the Mishabura hu adim v'kruchen al makkah mamish. The same thing is true if these rags are wrapped around the wound mamish, not just around the hand. V'ayin la'el sif chav beiz v'sif chav ches mashe kasavnu shom. Look what we said earlier in the simen. Dechein eskimu od har be'achorim, that there are many achorim that agree to this, that it doesn't have to be around the hand, it could be around the wound mamish. The mashmos of the fact that the mechaber is not mechalik, that this is considered a malbush, even if you did not go out with them mibodyom, like we saw in the last, if certain things that you want to wear as a wig, it has to be that you went out with it from before Shabbos, but over here from the fact that the mechaber does not make any differentiation, it is mashma that it's considered a malbush, even if you did not go out with it like that before Shabbos, mashenkim b'sifnun akodem, which is not the case, like we just mentioned, in sifnun, Cain Kosav Magen Avram, so writes Magen Avram, V'chein Mitzad Hal Yeraba, and so too leans Al Yeraba, V'ayim Beralacha, and that concludes the very lengthy Simon Shin Aleph, and Mitzvah Shem. In the next year, we will begin a new topic, and that will be Simon Shin Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.